I've had new clients on board that we got them into things like Google Analytics. And once we got that data up, or we got the data transferred to us, we gave the passwords to the clients. Yeah. And the clients were like, well, what do you mean? I can have access? I'm like, yeah, it's your yours. Data. Of course you can. And they're like, well, my last agency wouldn't ever let me log in. I'm like, oh.
What?
Yeah, it's crazy. It's a nefarious way of manipulating. It's a bad environmental control.
Welcome to Aligned, the podcast dedicated to helping emerging middle market companies pursue growth and bridge the gap between sales and marketing. In today's episode of Aligned, Sean continues his three-part series with sales expert and the founder of the sales evangelist, Donald Kelly. They'll discuss how environmental factors influence the buying cycle, and more importantly, how sellers can manage them to retain more late-stage prospects. If this is your first time listening, we encourage you to subscribe and leave a rating and review. We'd really appreciate it. Now, let's dive in.
All right, let's keep rocking. We only got a few more. Cues and interruptions. So I think cues are important environmental controls. It doesn't matter what I think. The science says cues are an important environmental control. So can you help your buyers interrupt their own bad behavior? Remember, the bad behavior is the buying of other products and services. So we've got two great case studies of that. One is a law firm who actually created a vision of helping emerging businesses. They knew that most emerging businesses have a set of paperwork, documents, registered agents, yada, 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 but they needed to be secured in a safe place and a convenient place that was accessible. I think I just described the cloud. So they went to Amazon Web Services, right? They went to AWS and have created this environment where it's free. So if you're a startup or an emerging middle market business, we as a law firm are going to give you this space where you can have all your documents, and we'll throw in a little bit of a review. And in this space, you will always have free this place that you securely can keep up with everything. We don't even care who your law firm is. It does not matter to us, but we're going to give you this space. Well, what that does is gives something that's really inexpensive to a non-buyer where they can be in an environment and that little logo is sitting up in the corner, right? You know, it's provided by this law firm. It identifies, it connects for the user of that in that law, that site, that storage site in the secure environment. It associates them with their technologically advanced. They give you a list of all the, and every law firm has the same list, right? Here's the list of all the documents you should have. If you're missing any of these documents, you need to get these done. And they're not even really interested in doing the work. They're not an hourly. They want to make money. They want to have 5,000 startups and young companies using this because they know out of that are going to emerge 100 that make it pretty big. And out of that, there's going to be 10 that sell, you know, in 5 years. So they want to create a space where there's an environmental control, where the cue, the interruption of behavior, can be, hey, you know what, Donald, I think we're getting ready to sell the company. We need to go online to the law firm and get all those documents. Hey, I wonder if they could help us.
Come on. Come on, man.
Well, of course they can help us. That was probably a little overly simplistic, but it was, I think, a really incredible idea of how to use technology, how marketing can equip sales when we know there's not a buyer who's a good fit for us today, but let's give them a place to nurture and mature. You know, another example I would share with you is we have a business that's in the occupational health space as a client, and they sell something that has an annual service and replacement parts. Well, the specs and the way to order that are on their website, and they can interrupt bad behavior. The bad behavior might be going to Amazon and buying the cheapest replacement part. They can interrupt by using marketing automation technology and sending a little trigger. Hey, Donald, by the way, it's time to replace this thing or do this service. You know, one stop by, click here, and the part's on the way. We know you, we trust you, we love you, blah, blah, blah. And it interrupts bad behavior. So cues and interruptions are really important. Now, you can also flip that. If I know that a buyer of a product always has a replacement cycle, always has a service cycle, then I know that a lot of people are super lazy. And when I need to find ABC Manufacturing, the phone number, the service desk, sometimes they'll just Google it. Like, what's the phone number for this replacement part? Or where can I get this replacement part? Because I've got no brand loyalty about this little piece of plastic that cost $5. So I just Google it. Well, what a great way, I call that interruption marketing. So let's interrupt that marketing. Let's interrupt that buying cycle from going somewhere else. So it sounds crazy, but you might do ads created around part number ABC12345. I mean, if there's a standardized part, if there's a standardized thing that people search for, what a great, and that's only an exchange right at the point of an exchange relationship effective. People who are wanting to buy a new service or product are not searching for part numbers. And not everybody has something as simple as a part number, but those are just good examples of how you can use cues and interruptions. So there's cues to buy and there's interruptions of buying processes. Those are very effective late stage processes.
Yeah, I think the cues part is, it's pretty significant. And I mean, you go back to the law firm example, as I was just like imagining myself in that, because we came to a point recently where we got some things copywritten and trademarked or whatnot. And I remember going through that process and so forth. And we do have some documents and other things that we needed to provide them. And I'm just imagining if that firm had that same idea, we're not moving. Go back to the very top, you know, that cue of seeing that logo of being, every time I log in or interacting, it's going to help me to realize that that is the firm that's going to help me or that helped me. So therefore, in that one thing, they should help me out in this other thing as well.
Well, imagine in that law firm's user interface, if over on the side, they had this little note saying, Donald. Hey, we just sold Donald Kelly's firm for $59 million. You know, what? Hey, we just sold, you know, these little cues in the user interface.
It's done. And I think it's even that small of a thing is just so powerful again in that relationship. And I'm thinking even as we are talking, a couple of things that we are doing as we're preparing these tours is not to make our office a place necessarily for us, well, parts of the office, but how can we make it a place for our visitors? Our podcasts get, you know, we get a lot of downloads per month and we have people all over the world. But in our backyard of South Florida is one of the reasons we're making this huge, bigger impact. To embrace to get into the local community and have them see us here as an asset to help them. And this location, yeah, it's great for me to get out of the house and have a place to record, but we're setting up cues. So when you come in, you see like, you know, quotes of clients and how they've been successful or different things of those nature, making it a place for them. So anyways, digress, but that's a powerful part with cues.
Why does proper sales and marketing alignment result in a 32% average lift in revenue? Because a unified company centered around its prospects can't help but thrive. Fitzmartin's Sales and Marketing Alignment Program will analyze your current sales and marketing structure to deliver a plan based on the needs of your prospects, bringing you increased revenue, expansion opportunities, and above all, a unified front when communicating with prospects. To set your company up for success, visit fitzmartin.com/solutions. Again, that's fitzmartin.com/solutions to discover how to unify your sales and marketing for the best results.
All right, buyer's retreats. You are an expert. You're a sales guy. You've dealt with buyers who got up to the finish line and retreated. And how have you been able to effectively build tools for buyer's retreat? So what is a buyer's retreat? I guess it's fairly simple, you know, and it's in its definition. But, you know, do your customers know that by working with you, and I'm talking about current customers, right? So buyers, your current customer is a buyer.
Yes.
That is a buyer's group. Have you ever created a marketing plan for your current customer? Because that is a buyer. Buyer's retreat. The science says 80% of all people consider buying from somebody else, even if you're satisfied. Even if you're satisfied, you want that validation. And guess what? Other businesses are smart. They're out there hiring good marketing firms. They're delivering good messages. They might cause your customers to go, maybe I should at least explore. You know, we just get personally offended, like, ah, they're never going to do that. So we're either ignorant, you know, we're either offended or ignorant. But yeah, our best customers are looking at, what am I? One of my best customers, it kind of drives me crazy, and he probably listens to this, so you know who you are.
You know.
It drives me crazy. He does. He does. But he will send me the emails from my competitors when they'll approach him, and he just forwards them to me and says, FYI, that's all I get. I'm like, oh, you're killing me. Every time you do it, I do believe he's doing it in his best heart. He wants me to see what competitors are doing.
Yeah.
He cares about us. He cares about me. And I value that. But you know, it's just it's a good reminder. It's a little painful. I get a little pain every time. I could never have a better client than this person.
Yeah.
Ever. I never have. I've had a 30-year career. He's absolutely the best client I've ever had. And there's still this little personal bingo. Gosh, there's somebody else calling him. So what do you do? What's your marketing plan that prevents buyers' retreats? These are environmental controls. Your tour would be a very effective environmental control. You know, if I was on the tour and the mayor of your city came in or at the party, your annual party, whatever, and I'm going to be like, wow, Donald's important. The mayor's at his event. This is pretty environmental control. You got to protect your turf, yeah, man. So what do you do? What have you seen effectively done in marketing to your own customers prevent that retreat?
Can I give you an example of you?
Let's go.
You're doing it right now. So
I'm scared.
So this is another a simple, as we're going through this conversation, I was thinking about it. So Sean, obviously you're a client and you're one of our first clients on, we had a couple clients actually on TSC Studios outside of the initial circle of people that I know and I know on a day-to-day basis. But you came into that circle when you heard that we were doing some of the stuff with TSC Studios from our conversation. Then you wanted TSC Studios to help with the podcast production. So one of the things that we do is easily, because there are probably folks out there chomping at the bits and probably would do the similar thing, but we have a strategic monthly meeting for that purpose so that we can visit with you. And in our team, we'll come up with some ideas and we'll brainstorm, we'll give you some feedback. Another thing is even this platform. So, you know, Sean's going to cancel everything that he knows are my process now. So then now you're using Riverside. You could use Zoom, but Zoom is inferior compared to Riverside when it comes towards this. You can go pay for a membership and sign up for that. But you're in our account, law firm, utilizing the software and everything's in there where you're taking advantage of that. And then the third thing is being on podcasts with you. So interacting with you. I mean, all of these things are, in a sense, environmental control where I have some control over the production and helping you produce a quality podcast so that you can have the best result. Because if we continue to provide you best results with your quality of your show, making sure it's getting out to the community, making sure you're having a good success, naturally what's going to happen, you're going to stay with us. And those other things, those other claws, so to speak, make it harder for us to part ways. But obviously you can, but it's all of those things kind of help to give us those environmental control with our existing customers, because we recognize the long-term benefit that could come from that. And we need to make sure your show will give you a result that you're looking for.
That's brilliant. Hey, I need to make a note to have the lawyer review our contract with TSC.
Crap.
You're holding my data hostage. Oh, no. No, that's smart. And I think there's a nefarious way to do that. Mm-hmm. I've had new clients on board that we got them into things like Google Analytics.
Yeah.
And once we got the data up, or we got the data transferred, the access transferred to us, we gave the passwords to the clients.
Yeah.
And the clients were like, well, what do you mean? I can have access? I'm like,
yeah
it's your data. Of course you can. And they were like, well, my last agency would never let me log in. I'm like, oh,
what?
Yeah, it's crazy. It's a nefarious way of manipulating. It's a bad environmental control. So anything, you know, the interesting thing about all of this is, anything in sales and marketing can be done with ethics and integrity, yeah, or it can all be done as manipulation for personal gain. And that's one reason I do enjoy working with Donald C. Kelly and TSC Studios, although I never got that t-shirt, Donald.
Oh, so dang it. See, that's one of those claws that are not ingrained. I need to... We're doing
that would be an environmental control if I had a TSC Studio t-shirt.
We actually are redoing them.
And it's true.
Yeah. we're redoing those.
Oh, anyways. I want the OG, man. I want the OG t-shirt, the one that you wear.
Well, the shirts are, one thing we noticed with them, the brand that we had, the necks begin to like stretch and we didn't like that. So we're going to Bella Canva.
I don't want
that. The Bella Canva is going to be better. So yeah. That will come.
Okay. I'll be patient. Here's a good environmental control. Don't give your customers garbage.
No, garbage in, garbage out.
All right, that's the end of part two, and we've got more. Everybody wants more, right? Let's get them back together. Donald, one more final episode of this environmental control subject, and I tell you, this is good stuff. We've got the meat of some great ideas ahead. You game to get back together?
This is it, the final countdown. Let's make it happen, Sean.
We sure appreciate you listening today. If you would like to get in contact with today's guest or stay in touch with us, visit our show notes. Additionally, to get the latest strategies for the alignment between marketing and sales, visit fitzmartin.com. As a reminder, if you have found value in today's episode, leave us a rating and review on Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, or your favorite podcast directory. Until next time, thanks for listening.